Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Live Painter Rewatch Pod. This is our brand new podcast that is going to be kind of a spinoff of the podcast that we used to do called the Live Painter Podcast. It's been such a long time since we recorded that, and we just thought, you know, it seemed like kind of a novel idea to take something from the past and rewatch it and talk about every little detail. And I know that everyone really cares about that. I don't think I've ever heard of this before. It's really creative. I think it'd be something really interesting to do with like 90s sitcoms, maybe.
But, it's a new idea.
It's a new idea, definitely.
And, you know, we really look back on everything that made us who we are mm-hmm. when we made that podcast. And, you know, what better way to kind of share with our, you know, the fun and nostalgia with our viewers than by revisiting our show, and you get to hear our real thoughts about it and maybe some behind the scenes nuggets of information
Definitely.
You never would have heard before. And, you know, just, you know, I've been painting for a long time now, and you just get
even though you haven't really had any painting jobs recently, it really has nothing to do with that. It's not because we're like washed up and you know, we're trying to like,
we're not washed up
days and everything.
No,
you know, that's not what this is.
But because you would think only a washed up celebrity would resort to,
yeah, you would think that
having a podcast where they just kind of revisit the glory days, so to speak. But you know, that is not us. That is not what we're trying to do. You know, we're just trying to have some fun and kind of, we've been looking for a long time, like, what's the next step for live painting?
We think rehashing a niche podcast that we used to do is probably the most profitable course of action for us, for sure. It's a, you know, we have a lot of people in the millennial age range that listen to our show.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, that age range of people, they really just love nostalgia. They really love it. And it seems to make a lot of money for people. So we thought, why not?
And I'm seeing merch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing collabs with other live painters who've started their own rewatch podcasts.
Yes. I also think the merch should be really something that like you only will understand if you listen to every single line of every episode of the podcast. Not like something generic that like a lot of people would get, but like something like really,
we're going for the deep cuts,
yeah,
here
for sure.
For the super fans. That's really what this is all about. And
also, I know what you're thinking. It is called the Rewatch Podcast, even though there's nothing to actually watch because our podcast was audio only.
We're watching with our ears.
It's just a name. Don't get too hung up on the name. That's just what we're calling it. We thought it was really catchy. So
absolutely. And I think it'll catch on.
Yeah,
I think
for
we're
sure.
going to see more and more, you know, when you don't know what to do, you go to the past and we love a little bit of nostalgia here. Mm-hmm. And it's just so wild. You know, we have been looking back at all of our episodes, watching along with some of our favorite fans, watching them one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I really don't remember any of these interviews.
It was
and the
so
recordings.
It's
it was just
like a
so
blur,
long ago.
Right?
I don't remember anything about it.
And just hearing our voices, it's so.
But what I do
funny.
Remember is I did love getting a really big paycheck every couple weeks. So I kind of wanted to relive that aspect of it, and like that's what we're hoping to do with this.
Oh sure, it's like, you know, it's like a second drink as our Maybe she'll do a rewatch podcast.
Oh my God, The Office,
Pam,
really?
That would be a great.
That would be so
cool.
That
would be a great candidate.
That would be a great one.
Great candidate.
Definitely, because I know that every single person on that show went on to have a really illustrious acting career after that. So I know they're probably all really busy, but maybe they can make the time.
For those of you who don't know what we just said, we were alluding to a somewhat popular television show called The Office. And it was a quote from that. That's what we're going for. The quotes, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what we want to have
definitely.
With our show, where we dig up those are one-liners and, you know,
definitely.
What's going to go on the t-shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're looking
definitely.
For. So
maybe we can even start a rewatch podcast convention. You know, people
like
probably line up to meet us at those.
I think I like that idea.
I
we'll
think
take
so too.
The rewatch, the Live Painter rewatch pod on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it. I can see it now. All of our favorite fan. And yeah, that'll be a good time. So, you know, like I said, we've gone ahead and we've gone through one by one. We've gotten to our the final episode that we had recorded. In a way, this is a little bittersweet that we're finally talking about this one. Yeah. So, like I said, we've watched all of these one by one, which has been a trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm,
let
for
me
sure.
tell you,
it was so long ago,
a long time ago, reliving a lot of memories that
it's crazy they even had paintbrushes back then. Like that was just like so long ago, and that's like so different now.
Oh, I mean, it's all screens now, right?
Yeah,
it's everywhere you go, VR and AR mm-hmm. and all the R's.
Oh my God.
So, we wanted to give you all just a quick sample. So we decided to give that sample in the form of talking about a final episode that we did with the Live Painter podcast, mm-hmm. which was episode 2.5, season 2.5.
The official name for the episode was season 2.5. Chit Chat Part 1.
Before all you keyboard warriors out there start to get on our case, you know, we did this show a long time ago uh-huh. in our heyday,
yeah.
right? Back yep. in our prime.
Yep.
And some of the memories are fuzzy. So if we get a couple of things wrong mm-hmm. here or there,
I don't remember it at all. It was just like such a blur to me because I was like, you know, if you're like really famous, like you kind of like forget certain things because there's just like, you know what I mean?
Well, you're doing these podcast episodes day in and day out and, you know, you remember some of it, you know, I remember that one time when, Gollum jumped up on the couch.
Oh yeah. That was so funny. For those that don't know, because you weren't like on the set with us and everything. Gollum is our cat. So, yeah, it's just like really funny. It's like an inside joke. You probably wouldn't get it.
We called him the podcat.
Yeah. It's like really funny.
He was like the house pet, right?
Yes.
And everyone got to know him
exactly like
that.
Yeah, for sure.
So even though you're listening to this show, you can always listen knowing that he and maybe a couple of his little furry friends were there as well. Mm-hmm. That's like, see, this is what I'm talking
about.
Not
actual furries.
This is the deep, hard-hitting, mm-hmm. behind-the-scenes stuff
for
that
sure.
you just wouldn't know, you mm-hmm. know, just listening to the show. And, you know, some of our super fans know about this stuff,
yeah,
but,
definitely.
You know, we really like to expose some of that information to the Live Painter podcast fans at large.
Yeah, definitely.
For
we
sure.
know that there's just so many fans out there and like,
dozens.
We promise that we will not ever respond to anything that you write on Instagram. And if we do, it'll be a really snarky, rude answer. So please feel free to leave your comments talking about how much you love the show and we will roast you, because that is what a rewatch podcast is all about.
Yes. Highly argumentative, mm-hmm. incredibly defensive.
Yes.
That's our MO, basically.
Yes, definitely.
But always a good, fun time.
Yes.
For sure. So should we go ahead and get started mm-hmm. with a little bit of chit chat here?
Yes. Oh, that's like the name of the episode. That's so, it's
that's
like bringing
funny.
It back.
That is hilarious. Wow. Okay. So we are interior Amanda and Jamie's living room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to get this out of the way, this is so for those of you who don't know, we had a bit of a set change
mm-hmm. Yes.
from the beginning of the show to where we started mm-hmm. at the end of the show. The set changed from an apartment interior to a house interior.
Mm-hmm. It was a really exciting change.
Well,
we
walk in and it's just amazing
yeah.
at, you know, it looked like a house.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a house. And we really, it took a while to hit. I remember the assistant PA kind of helping us hit our marks a little bit better because
mm-hmm.
you know, everything's different.
You're talking about Daisy.
Yes.
Daisy. Yes.
Yes. And, hitting those marks consistently, I mean, we must've taken 10, 12 takes just to do the intro.
It was really crazy because Daisy was only 7 months old at the time. So she was like really young, prodigy.
We are not used to working with.
Yeah.
That's, I'm remembering all this now. Mm-hmm. We weren't used to working with such a young staff.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we had two. We had 1 7-month-old and 1 6-month-old on the staff. It was crazy. And they joined us right after the set change. So it was like a lot of changes at once.
And, you know, we have a lot of viewers who, you know, talk about, you know, the whole end of the show just really jumped the shark.
Mm-hmm.
The characters got a lot more cartoony.
Yeah.
And it just, it didn't feel the same.
Yeah,
I think some of that is played into with just a new environment,
the new staff,
and just all the different changes that, you know, we eventually got used to. And mm-hmm. I think ended the show really strong. Did end on a cliffhanger. I mean, not to, you know, get to the end of our discussion, but, you know, ending on episode season 2.5.
Part one,
you know.
Chit chat.
I still can't even.
I know. It's like so like annoying that like we're supposed to remember this stuff from like so long ago. But like we do want to make money off of this. So I guess we should try to remember.
So in my notes, I do have the official code word that we had on the script was S2.5CCP1.
Oh my God, I forgot about all those things in the script, yeah.
Now, so for those of you who also don't know, the podcast was heavily scripted.
For those who don't know, a script is when they give you a piece of paper that says the words that you're supposed to mm-hmm. say. I know that's like really complicated, like, you know, insider, you know, Hollywood terminology.
I'll tell you what, I went back and listened, as did you. I couldn't tell it was scripted at all.
No.
I mean, it's just so weird. Like, I remember memorizing the lines and all that, but there may have been a little bit of improv here and there, but the writers were incredibly adamant that mm-hmm. we had to stick to script.
Yep.
And
I know there was one time we didn't stick to the script, which I think was the season 2.5 chit chat. And I think that was why we ended up ending the show, because a lot of people didn't like what we said when we went off script on that episode. Do you remember that?
I do. And here's the thing. You can please a small amount of people 100% of the time. Am I right?
The show ended up getting canceled after that, though. It did get canceled. So it was kind of like...
Well, you know, when you go off script and
this is kind of like a big like bombshell. I don't know, like, because people think that we ended the show on our own terms because we had so much else going
on. When you go off
with
script,
our careers,
yeah. When you go,
but off, it was canceled.
I mean, we did a lot of soul searching,
yeah,
in that
for
meantime,
sure.
Over the years, really, and doing a lot of writing.
Uh-huh.
I wrote my memoirs, as mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
Still
on sale right now on Amazon.
Self-published.
Yes. Please buy it.
You can buy it digitally. I would prefer... Well, you know, that's really the only way you can buy it anymore.
I feel like I'm getting an autographed copy for $30,000 only. It's like a really good deal. It's a really good value because you get the author's signature.
It's an autographed copy of the digital version.
Yes, yes, sorry.
I keep thinking we still have books.
Yeah. Oh my God. Paper. It's like, oh my God, the 90s are so crazy.
I try to tell young people about that and they have
They don't know.
They don't know. Which is why, you know, we went for such a retro motif with mm-hmm. our new...
We thought all of the 30-somethings would be able
profile,
to latch on to the... You know, the bright colors and the squiggles.
Cassette tapes. So
90s.
Cassette tape. We all remember cassette tapes.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Nobody except 90s kids knows what a cassette tape is.
If you know, you know
yes.
what a cassette tape is. And so that was really kind of the genesis of the show. Okay, so we have interior. So interior, Amanda and Jamie's house. We have our microphones set up. We are ready to roll. And then Amanda says,
He has the transcript. He's making sure, because we don't remember. Like we don't remember any of this. It was so long ago.
Okay, so you don't hear a lot of this because we do this thing where we edit the show.
For those that don't know, editing is when you have a recording. I mean, a recording. I don't know if you guys know what that is nowadays. A recording. Because we used to film this on a camera. That's a thing that they used to have where you could take photos or videos. That's all it did. It wasn't like on the phone. It was like this crazy thing. You probably never heard of it before.
Well, we could say stuff, but then we could go back and then cut out all of the...
Yeah, that's what editing is.
All of the hardcore stuff you didn't hear. So anyway, interior, Amanda and Jamie's house. I say, well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Live Painter Podcast. And as always, I'm Jamie. And then you said hello. So that will conclude today's episode of the Live Painter Rewatch Pod. As always, today's episode is brought to you by April Fool's Day.
Yes.
We got
a sponsor.
We did get a sponsor. Finally, we've been working. We work with April Fool's Day once a year on April 1st. We find that it's a great way of giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And we're so happy to team up with them again.
Mm-hmm. Such great work.
So you remember we did such hits as converting our business to NFTs, which did lead to many a folk wondering if we were still doing paintings.
Yes.
We were. Fun fact.
Yes.
And our other favorite hit of adding Gollum to our team.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, well, this wasn't April Fool's. This was real, where I painted for Anakin Skywalker's wedding.
Yes.
So great to work with them again. We hope that you all enjoy their content as well. And hopefully we can work with them again next year.
And for those who are listening and would like a discount, you can receive 15% off your first month of April Fool's Day using the code LivePainterRewatch on www.april.fools.com.uk.au.fl.
Well, we did go global
with
the show. So,
well, this is a Florida-specific website. So
okay.
It's .fl.
Florida covers a lot of bases. Mm-hmm. It's a long code, but I guarantee you it's a lifetime code.
Yes.
It'll be good for the lifetime of your subscription. And then after the first 3 months, it will be $99 a year.
I know that's confusing, but you totally
It's in the details.
It's in the details.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for listening. Rewatching and re-listening to our new podcast, and we hope that you will look forward to all of the episodes to come.
A lot of antics. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.